Hello and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thanks for checking out this podcast at HoustonTexans.com. I'm Drew Doherty. We recently caught up with safety Troy Nolan, who as a rookie in 2009 spent much of the year on injured reserve. The former Arizona State University Sun Devil is on the mend. He's getting better and has participated in minicamps and OTAs. He says he has a lot to prove in 2010, and we discussed that with him in the locker room.
You had a really nice OTAs and minicamps. We haven't talked to you in a long time. First of all, tell us, how good did it feel to go through this spring?
I mean, it felt good. You know, after being off for that time, you know, from my hand injury, it felt real good, man. I was excited to get out there and get back out there with the fellas, you know. Everybody was waiting and anticipating what I can do, so I was really excited to show them what I can do this year.
Yeah, there was quite a layoff, and it looked like you didn't miss a beat, and it looked like you might have even, you know, you obviously pick up stuff being around the team. You know, how true is that?
Yeah, it's very true. You know, I just sat back last year and watched the guys, watched the older guys, watched the younger guys, and watched the guys I came in with, you know, just took everything in and just, you know, took bits and pieces from everybody and just incorporate it into what I do, and you know, and feel, and just turned it over during that OTAs and minicamp.
During the time off, during the season, how nerve-wracking is that for you? You're a young guy, you're trying to prove yourself, and you're not, you know, you're physically, you can't.
It is very nerve-wracking, you know, just sitting around and watching the guys, knowing I can be out there and play, you know. It's very nerve-wracking, man, just sitting back and watching the guys.
What sort of stuff has Coach Gibbs said to you about what you're doing well and what you need to work on?
He's just saying just work on getting out of my breaks and staying low on my breaks, you know, and just doing little things, you know, just mentally just picking up stuff, but just doing like that. Don't make mistakes. Learn from your mistakes and all that stuff on the field.
We know you're all about wanting the team to win, but what about personally? What are some goals for, the next month and really the next 3-4 months?
Personally, just getting stronger, you know, getting my body in tip-top shape and, you know, just working for a spot out there.
What are there any lingering effects of your injury, or are you 100%?
No, I'm 100%. You know, I'm ready to go. I took care of my body, and I'm taking care of my body now. Just put myself in the right place, and, you know, just going out there making plays.
With a little bit of time off before training camp, I guess that's kind of a – you got to put an asterisk by that because you guys are still working out. Can you tell us about this next month, what you're going to be doing?
Next month, I'm probably going home next week, but take a little break off, take a couple of days off, and just see the family. You know, just see them before I head back here and get ready for camp, you know, for the long haul. But just working out every day and doing that and just standing around the team and, you know, just learning.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention a guy a few lockers down, Mark Parson. He was looking out for you, made sure you put on lotion, made sure you look nice for Texans TV. How about Mark? What's it like having him as a teammate?
Oh, man, he's a great guy. You know, he's me and him, we go out there and do extra work after practice and things like that, me and him. So we just... You know, he's just a great guy, great corner, great teammate, just a great person. Just a great person, though.
Troy, we're going to keep our eyes on you here in training camp. Good luck to you.
Appreciate it.